Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of Dr. Graham's book, CultureWise. But first, here's his message, The Faithfulness of God.
Our world is a constantly changing world. People are looking for stability. It's a world in which so much is passing. So little seems to be permanent. And maybe you're longing for something permanent in your life, something that is fixed and unchangeable. And of course, we live in a generation of unbroken promises. You were promised a position. You were promised a career path up the corporate ladder, and then the downsizing came, and it was changed at the top, and everything changed in your life. And what was to be a rise to the top has been a slow descent, and the promises have been broken. You stood at an altar, and someone promised to be there. Through thick and thin, life, even in death, yet the promises have been broken, because we live in a generation so often where people make promises but don't keep promises. And faithfulness seems like a kind of archaic, antique word, faithful. But Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, tells us of someone who is committed to us, someone we can count on. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Because His compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in Him. Earlier, we spoke of Psalm 37:3, when the psalmist said, we are to feed on the faithfulness of God. The Lord is our portion. He is a faithful, faithful God. And while we live in a world of untruth and deception, our God is true and trustworthy. He never denies Himself, nor does He ever deny His word. Titus chapter 1, verse 2 tells us that God cannot lie. It is impossible for God to lie. If even one of the promises of God were broken, then all of eternity would scream the reality that God Almighty lied. All of heaven and earth would explode with the reality that God lied. But of course, God cannot lie. God is a faithful creator. That's what the scripture says. 1 Peter 4:19, He is a faithful creator. Now that's good to know. As our earth and those of us who are on it, we're just an infinitesimal speck in the creation. When you look out into the starry heavens and you recognize the greatness and the vastness of the creation of God, isn't it good to know that there is a faithful creator who has all of this under control? And a faithful creator who made us, who knows us, who loves us, and who is committed to our care when we put our trust and faith in Him. The writer of Colossians, Paul, said, by Him all things consist. That is, all things hold together. You ask a scientist today, what is it that holds everything together? And the scientist will look at you like you just fell off of a pumpkin truck and say, didn't you learn in eighth grade science that gravity holds everything together? You scratch your head and you say, well, that's good, Mr. Professor, Mr. Scientist, sir, but would you tell me, what is gravity? The scientist looks at you with a very austere look and says, my child, don't you know that gravity is what holds everything together? No, science cannot determine what holds everything together, but the Word of God says, by Him all things consist. He holds it all together. God, not gravity, holds the universe together, and God would only have to remove His hand off the lid and all of the universe would spin into oblivion. He's a faithful creator. Maybe you're wondering, why isn't my life working? Why don't things stay together? Why don't things stick together? Why don't things come together in my life. Could it be that you have not placed your life in His hands, by whom all things hold together? You put your life in the hands of the Lord, and then suddenly He begins working all things together for good, and they start sticking together and holding together. Why? Because God perseveres in our behalf. How encouraging that is to know. The theologians speak of the immutability of God. And that's a long word simply to say that God does not change. The Bible says Jesus Christ, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The prophet said here in the book of Lamentations, His mercies are new every morning. They greet us every morning, the faithfulness of God. I don't know about you, but I'm not a morning person. I'm a night person. You catch me 12:30, 1 a.m., I'm ready to rock and roll. Well, maybe not rock and roll, but I'm ready to go. But you catch me at 5 a.m., and I'm not quite that way. In fact, sometimes, if you're like me and you're not a morning person, you go to bed at night, you're feeling good. Maybe you had a prayer, you read your Bible, and you just felt like you were so close to God, and you just pillowed your head on the promises of God, and then you slept a few hours, and you woke up in the morning, and you think, dear God, I backslid in my sleep. Why do I feel this way? What happened between last night and right now? And then you remember, thank God, His mercies are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. And it's not my feelings that count, it's His faithfulness that really counts. I want us to explore the faithfulness of God. First of all, let's discover in 1 John 1:9 that God is faithful to pardon. Faithful to pardon and forgive. Many of us memorized this verse when we first became believers because we knew we needed it. We became believers and we wondered, why did we still find ourselves sinning? Why did we still find ourselves tempted? And why do we so often fail the Lord? And can we ever come back when we do? Well, 1 John 1:9 is a gracious promise to the Christian. If we confess our sins, He is faithful. There it is. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, sin is a reality to the Christian. We know it by experience and because the Word of God teaches us that sin continues to be a part of the life of the Christian. I don't minimize that, and certainly as we grow in Christ, while we don't become sinless, we certainly ought to learn by God's grace how to sin less and sin less and sin less. We ought to be growing and maturing in our faith. But the fact is, we all sin. And the reason that God can forgive us when we confess our sin is because He is faithful to Himself and just. He didn't just simply wink at our sin and turn the other way, but rather in Jesus Christ, 1 John 1:7 tells us that all of our sins are forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. So He is faithful to forgive and He is just to His own righteousness. He is faithful to Himself and He is faithful to us because in Jesus Christ, God's love was manifest and God's grace was given and we have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And all sin, hear me, all of your sin, past, present, and future, is already forgiven by what Jesus Christ has done on the cross for you. I said all sin, even the future sin, because the fact is, when Jesus died, all those sins of yours and mine were future. And if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's because He is faithful. Now, if I cover my sin, there's a verse in Proverbs 28 and verse 13 which says, whoever covers his sin shall not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes his sin shall find mercy. Now here's the spiritual principle. What I cover, God uncovers. If I cover my sin, God said, I'm going to uncover it. In fact, Jesus said, every sin committed in secret will be shouted from the housetop. So if I cover it, God says, I'm going to uncover it. You will not prosper. But if I uncover my sin by confessing it, God will cover it. Isn't that good? God will cover it by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's the principle by which we live. And when we come honestly and confess our sin, and specifically and confess our sins, and sincerely, completely confess our sins. The word confess there doesn't mean just to admit it. It means the willingness to ask God, to agree with God. The word homologeo, to say the same thing as. That's the word confess. So it means I call it as God calls it. I see it as God sees it. I agree with God. No more excuses. No more rationalization. This is sin. And God, I confess it and I ask you to take it out of my life. God is faithful. Yes, when I keep coming back and I say, Lord, it's me again, same thing again. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. If it was me, I would be consumed. But because he is faithful and unchanging and unwavering in his commitment to me, he just keeps moving in my life. He faithfully provides and pardons us. Why? You say, how can he? We come to God and we say, Lord, here I am again. And I'm confessing the same sin that I confessed the last time. And God says, now what sin was that? What sin are you talking about, my child? Because the Bible says he remembers our iniquities no more. When God forgives you, he truly forgives you, and he will never bring it up again.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, The Faithfulness of God. Right now, it feels a bit like our world is coming apart at the seams. And as believers in Christ, it's critical we clearly represent a biblical worldview to a watching world and bring the healing and hope that's so desperately needed. We want to equip you to provide the answers our world is asking for by sending you Dr. Graham's book, CultureWise. It's our thanks for your gift today to help take the healing power of the gospel to more people around the world. So please call today to give and request your copy of CultureWise. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, the faithfulness of God.
So he is faithful to pardon. But not only faithful to pardon, he is faithful to purify. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 23 and 24. Now, lest we think in my humanity I'm just destined to keep repeating my mistakes, keep sinning my sins, I'll never get better, I'll never get over this. I want you to read beyond his willingness to pardon us what God is committed to do in our lives. Because not only is he faithful to pardon, he is faithful to purify. Read with me verse 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you. That means purify or consecrate you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who will also do it. I love that. Because it tells me that God is faithful and committed to our spiritual growth and maturity. That he's constantly working on me. creatively, constructively, continually. He is working in me. He has given me the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is working in my body, in my soul, in my spirit. And the purpose of God in me is to make me more like Himself. While I am not faithful, He is faithful. And as I grow and as we grow in Christ, we begin to see the response as we receive of His grace and of His power in our lives. I know there are times we wonder, am I ever going to grow up? Remember when you were a teenager and you couldn't wait to grow up? Sometimes as Christians, we feel like that. When am I ever going to grow up? When am I ever going to be responsible in the Christian life? When am I ever going to be obedient in the Christian life? And we get frustrated with that, but we need to remember that God is patient and that God is persevering. And according to Philippians 1:6, He who began the good work in you will perform it, perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. And when God gets through with you, you're going to stand complete, perfect in the glory of Jesus Christ. We shall arise in His likeness. We will be like Jesus. And that is God's goal in your life and mine. And He is faithful to perform it. And it's not a matter of human effort. Because Paul tells us there in verse 24, that He will do it. He who calls you is faithful, and He will also do it. And every command to obey, God gives me the strength and the ability to obey. Every commandment is an enablement. And so I am growing because He is changing me and correcting me and cleansing me. He's still working on me. And the God who made the heavens and the earth and set the stars in outer space, He's still creating and still constructing and still working in my life and yours if you are a believer in Him. So He is faithful to pardon. He is faithful to purify. Don't get discouraged. Maybe you ought to wear a little sign around your neck because people have to put up with us sometimes. Please be patient. God is not finished with me yet. But He will finish because what God starts, He will finish. God is faithful to purify. God is faithful to pardon. And then God, of course, is faithful to provide. Turn to the book of Hebrews in your New Testament, chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For He who promised is faithful. The little children's song we used to sing, every promise in the book is mine. He may have said it to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, David, but now in Christ, all of the promises of God are ours. We have been richly blessed with a divine fortune. We have been given all of the promises of God. And according to 2 Corinthians 1:18, all the promises of God are yes and amen. Not yes and no or maybe so, but every promise is for you. It is God's positive word to us. They're all ours. The Bible calls these promises exceeding great and precious promises. What God has said to us is, I have given you a promise, wait on me, trust in me, and it will come to pass. Count on it. And then God is faithful to protect. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we command you. Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. You know what that means? That means God is faithful to protect us. That word there in verse 3, that He will guard you, is a military term. It means God will garrison you about. Now remember that God is omnipotent. And therefore, we are guarded by the mighty one. We are protected by his mighty power. Now, do we have adversaries? Yes, we do. The Bible says that Satan is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And we do have an enemy. But are we protected? Yes, we are. If you're a parent in these times, you know how you want to protect your kids. You want to protect them from the world. You want to protect them from the evil and the wickedness that is all around today. You just want to hold your hands over their little eyes. You want to hold them close and to keep them from harm. But we know as parents, it's impossible to keep them innocent in this world. It is impossible to protect them. And as much as we want to protect our kids, but we can't perform our heart's desire. But thank God, we have a heavenly Father who is powerful enough to perform and to protect us, his children. He will keep us. He will hold us. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Though he fall down, he shall not be utterly cast away, for the Lord upholds him with his right hand. We're in the vice-like grip of grace. We're held by the omnipotent hand of God. Jesus said, "My own are in the Father's hand, and no man can pluck them from the Father's hand." We're in his hand. When I was a rookie parent living in Fort Worth, Texas, going to seminary, our firstborn, Jason, came along, and we didn't know a lot of things about children. And you know, when you're a new parent, you're very protective, especially very protective. You know, when the third one comes along, you just say, "Ah, go play in the street, whatever." But you know, that first one, you want to do it just right. And I remember when Jason was learning to walk, he was just toddling, and it was at that stage where he was about ready to take off and run. In fact, he wanted to run more than he wanted to walk. And we had a nice little sidewalk out in front of our house, but the sidewalk was old. It had cracks and fractures and bumps, and you know, you could easily stub your toe there. And so when I would get Jason out there, I wouldn't just let him run free. I would say, "All right, now take hold of my hand," and he'd take hold of my finger just like that, and I'd walk him. Now, see, that's a dumb mistake of a new parent, because as I was walking him along one day, he was holding onto my hand. He hit his little feet, stumbled on one of those cracks, and the first thing he did was turn loose, did a face plant into the concrete, blood squirting out everywhere. He's crying. I'm in deep trouble with his mother. And I learned a valuable lesson that day. When you're teaching a little child to walk, you don't say, "Take hold of my hand," because their little hands aren't strong enough. Their little hands can't hold on. So what you do is you get a good, firm grip on their little chubby hand, and you just carry them along, and when their feet stumble, you know, they just sort of dangle like that. You put them back down. And they keep walking. And then pretty soon you just turn them loose because they're stable and strong. I'm so grateful for a God that doesn't say, "Hold out, hold on faithful to the end, and I'll keep you." Because I stumble, I fall flat on my face. But our God who is faithful, he's holding on to me. And though I fall, I will not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds me with his right hand. That's the hand of power and strength. It's the hand of a faithful God. You want a good meal? Feed on the faithfulness of God.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, "The Faithfulness of God." A lot of Christians are asking right now, what can I do to help turn our culture around? The answer is, you can bring the healing power of the gospel into the public square. And we want to help you do that by sending you Dr. Graham's book, CultureWise, as thanks for your gift today. You'll discover what God's Word says about issues like the sanctity of human life evolution, and other big topics facing our culture today, so you can be equipped to be a loving influencer for Christ. So call now and give to help mend our broken culture with the gospel and request your copy of CultureWise. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
God is faithful. Allow me to repeat myself again. God is faithful. He will do what he says he will do. And not only is God faithful and reliable, but he is absolutely committed to your spiritual growth and maturity. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23-24 says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it." I love that because it promises you and me that God is constantly working on us creatively, constructively, and continually. The Spirit of God is working in you, mind, body, and soul, and his purpose is to make you more like him. Maybe you remember when you're a teenager and you couldn't wait to grow up. That's how we feel sometimes as Christians. When will we ever grow up? When will we ever live a responsible Christian life? When will we ever really live in obedience to Christ? It's easy to become frustrated and defeated. But we need to remember that God is patient and that God is persevering. And according to Philippians 1:6, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, when God gets through with you, you're going to stand complete, perfect in the glory of our Lord Jesus. You will arise in his likeness. You will be like him. And that's God's goal for your life and mine. And he will be faithful to perform it.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Jack Graham's book, CultureWise, as our thank you. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And remember, PowerPoint is a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. Well, next time, Dr. Graham brings a message about how to hear God speak into your life. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.